My question for you today is that idea of letting go of the oars and kind of where effort fits into the picture. Is there any when we're, you know, working to be deliberate creators? I mean, obviously, if I sit home at my house on my couch...
Is that downstream for you? Sitting at home on your couch, is that downstream for you? Don't mess with our analogy.
Is that downstream for me sitting on the couch?
Of course not. You don't want to sit there on your couch.
Not
That's not downstream for you. That's upstream for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we just want to point that out.
Thank you.
Because
appreciate that.
Well, we do want to point that out because, you see, here's the thing. You put a lot of answer in your question, and we're going to reflect it back to you because there's a lot of knowing that is already within you. When we talk about deliberate creation, sometimes you get so deliberate you worry about your thoughts. We used to hear you, cancel, cancel. You try to suck your thought back before the universe got hold of it. And so we began emphasizing the allowing part of all of this equation. We began saying that step one is the contrast is going to cause you to ask. And that happens whether you know that it's happening or not. You really don't have to work hard at wanting. It just happens. Step two is source answers, and that's not your work. Source is answering. Law of attraction is responding to the dominant vibration of your being. Step three is you must find a way to bring this physical part of you into vibrational alignment with the greater part of you, with what's in your vibrational escrow. And that really is where all of your work is. The allowing part of the equation is where 100% of your conscious effort is best applied. That's why every book we've written, and there have been quite a few now, and every process that we spew, and we are eternal spewers of processes, are to assist you into coming into alignment, to relax and allow. Every process is about allowing.
Yeah.
It's about lining up with what life has caused you to ask for. So, you make a very good point, because you want to be a deliberate creator. And so, if you were to say to us, I have these things I want, but I have no idea how they will come, our answer to you would be, well, then focus upon what you want and why you want it. Talk about what you want and why you want it. But don't try to figure out how and where and when and who, because those questions that you don't have answers to will all cause you to point upstream. If you know what you want, but you don't know how you're going to get it, you're going to point upstream. Where's it going to come from? You're going to point upstream. When's it going to come? Who's going to bring it? Upstream, upstream, upstream. Where when you talk about what you want and why you want it, it always points you downstream. So that's the path of least resistance. And you allow the universe to deliver to you. But then you make a really good point. It's fun to direct your mind. So the rule of thumb that we would use is be as specific as you can be and still feel good. Nothing could be more delicious. And this is creating in the way that we would consider to be the way that would be the most pleasing to the most of you. It certainly is the way that we would play it if we were standing in your physical shoes. We would dive into life and we would not hold back from it, and we would allow exposure to contrast on a wide variety of subjects, which would cause us to know clearly what we don't want and clearly what we do want on a myriad of subjects. We'd jump in with both feet, and all of you do that when you are born. It's exactly the way you begin to approach life. And we would feel our vibrational escrow from every day on the playground, from interacting with parents, from interacting with others, from reading books and watching television and all of the things that we do. We would put all kinds of stuff in vibrational escrow. Escrow, 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 escrow. All kinds of stuff we want that we are not a vibrational match to. And then we would begin to pay attention to the way we feel. And we would realize by the negative emotion that we are feeling, negative emotions such as not enoughness, disappointment, dissatisfaction, uneasiness, antsiness. Those emotions are indicators that life has caused me in my physical form to become something that my thoughts in this physical body are preventing me from becoming. So I have become something that I'm not letting myself be, and now I begin to do the work. I begin to do the processes. As I begin to try to find things to appreciate, I look for reasons to feel good. I make an effort to pivot. I know what I don't want. What is it that I do want? I talk more about what I want and why I want it. I meditate as often as I can and close the gap. I look for positive aspects in others. In other words, I reach for the best feeling thought that I can find. I apply processes deliberately. So now what happens is, I have lived life which has caused me to become more, and now I am consciously and deliberately directing my thoughts into alignment with the more that I have become. And what happens? I achieve vibrational alignment with it, and I now receive the manifestation that I've been reaching for. And I also receive a new platform with a new set of contrasting experiences, which cause me to give birth to another myriad of rockets of desires. So now I'm giving birth to rockets of desires. So it works like this. I become more. I'm not a match to it. I can feel that I'm not a match to it. So I look at what I want, and I talk about what I want and why I want it until I become a vibrational match to it. And then I become it. I achieve it. I live it. I manifest it. And now I get a new set of contrasting experiences, which causes me to give birth to another rocket of desire, which at first I'm not a vibrational match to, but I make an effort. That's where my work is. I think about it. I talk about it. I talk about why I want it. I do my best to line up with it until I achieve vibrational alignment with it. Now I'm living it. Now it manifests. Now I have another set of contrasting experiences. I give birth to another rocket of desire. That is creating at its best. We know that you want to get your hands in the clay. We know that you want to be involved. You want to offer action. Our encouragement, we're not trying to get you to not offer action. We just want you to put your emphasis on lining up the energy and then follow through with action that is inspired. You want to act because the inspiration calls you, not act because you think your action will make something happen. Line up the energy first, and then do what you feel compelled or inspired to do. But don't ask your action to make the difference. There's not enough action in the world to compensate for screwy energy. It's like pushing a noodle. You can't do it, you see. Helpful?
Yeah, there's a lot for me to work with there. So
we want you to let the law of attraction provide the energy. There, you see, there's no effort involved. That's why we say you don't have to put a motor on your boat. You say, oh, well, I want to be down there where the pure positive energy is and all my stuff, so I'll turn my boat in the water with great effort, and then I'll put a motor on it, and I'll move over there to where all what I want is. And we say, you've missed the point of the stream. The stream takes care of the effort. You are offering your effort, and you need effort only because you're paddling against the current. When you're going with the flow, effort is a non-issue. Ooh, that's as good as it gets. If we were in your physical shoes and we were applying the word effort to our life experience at all, the efforting that we would be doing would be, I'm reaching for the best feeling thought that I can find. The effort that I'm offering is in lining up scenarios that make me feel good. The effort that I'm applying is in thinking thoughts that feel good. The effort is in coming into alignment. All effort is about alignment, because alignment will bring everything else.
Yeah, and I understand.
Use your effort to align. Alignment will bring the power that creates whatever. And you got to know that's true, because you look into the world, there is a huge disparity in the physical effort that people are offering. Mm-hmm. It's so unjust if you are equating results with effort. If you look at so many people who are working so hard and receiving so little in comparison with people who are sitting in their easy chair, so to speak, who are not breaking a sweat, they're not struggling and striving, and they are abundant beyond reason. And you got to understand that there's something more to the equation. It's not about effort. It's about alignment.
Yeah. And I think it just example is around my career is that, you know, I can get into a place where I can have ideas of the direction I want to go, and it feels good, and I can entertain those ideas, and then
as with the first question that we took this morning, don't take action too soon. Stay in the alignment long enough that the action that's inspired from you is so compelling that there's no possible way that you could deny it.
And I think I'm impatient with that.
I mean, there's part
of me, I get the idea and I want to do it tomorrow. Doesn't work.
Well, if it feels that way, if you get an idea and it feels that strong, then move forward with it with your thought. Yeah. But don't jump into action until you just can't deny the action. In other words, you've all had those experiences where you knew something and you knew it so strongly that even though there were opposing voices around you, they were meaningless to you because what you knew was so strong. That's the feeling that you want to have within you before you move into action. Jerry and Esther have a friend who has written a book and dedicated it to them, in fact. They were pleased about his beautiful words for them. And his book is called Why Your Life Sucks and What to Do About It. And there is a piece in the book that really speaks to this, where he says, when someone asks something of you or an idea occurs to you, and your feeling is, hell yes, then pursue it. But if your feeling is anything less than that, then let it go. Don't do someone a favor and do something you really don't want to do. Because when you have that feeling that you really want to do it, that means that energies are sufficiently enough lined up that the doors are going to open for you and you are going to have reasonable and fast success. So you have to sort of figure that out for yourself. You have to feel. Life really is about thinking and feeling and then making a conscious awareness of the results. When you start noticing the correlation between how you thought and felt and what happened, words don't teach, but that does. So once you start reaching for those moments in time where things were going really well for you, and you isolate that feeling, in other words, big emotional things. Our friend talked about this motorcycle accident and the enormous feeling of well-being that came to him as a result of it. And we would say to him, isolate that feeling in your mind and practice it on a regular basis, and it will serve you for a very long time. Tracy, Jerry Nestor's daughter, was for a long time while she was in school living in California, and they were in Arizona and later in Texas. And so Tracy would come to see them as often as she could, and most often she would try to coordinate it with an Abraham event because she so enjoyed sitting in the audience and sort of taking in the energy of a gathering like this and sort of getting a tune-up, she always called it. And then when she would go back to work and to school, things would go well for a while. And she called her mother one day and she said, you know, I've been working this job, as she was working as a hostess at a 50s diner in California. And she said, and when I get myself tuned up, it's like every person that I interact with is on the wavelength of my feeling of well-being. She said, after that last Abraham seminar, I was so tuned up that it was like everything in my experience was going so well. And then she said, one morning I woke up and it felt like it was gone. I'd lost my feeling of connection. And Esther said to her, what did you do? Because it had, she was speaking in past tense, and Esther knew that Tracy didn't get on an airplane and fly to see them. She didn't call. Esther said, what did you do? And Tracy said, I remembered sitting there in the audience, in the chair, in Austin, and I remember feeling such a feeling of elation that I wanted to jump to my feet and shout, yes. And she said, when I remembered that feeling came back. And so this is what we want to say to you. Remember your successes. Remember those feelings of alignment. Remember the moments when you knew what you knew. Remember those and milk them for everything you've got. Make them a more dominant part of your vibration. You've had enough success. No matter what your success has been, you've had enough success that as you reach for those moments where you felt your power, where you felt invincible, where you felt relief, where you felt something better than what you're feeling now, reach for those feelings, the best feeling one you can find from where you are, and hold it until you feel it move within you, and then reach for another. That's the way you tune yourself to who you are, because who you are feels good. So the call of source is always calling you, but what does a call of source sound like to you? Well, it depends on where you are. The closer you are to love and appreciation of yourself and others, the more the call of source feels like love and appreciation to you. But if you're in despair, the call of source feels pretty much like revenge. Really. In other words, it because it's relative to where you are, you see. So what you have to do is stop comparing where other people are in relationship with what you think what you want, and instead only compare you to you. How do I feel? What could feel better than where I am? Because how, where anybody else is doesn't matter at all. How often do you not feel good and then you see someone who does seem to feel good? Or how often do you not have enough money and then you see someone who does have enough money? Or how often do you not have a lover and you see someone who has a lover? And as you compare your not having your lover, your money, your health, whatever, to someone else that does, it only causes you to turn and go upstream more, where if you would leave them out of the equation because they have nothing to do with you, the only thing that has anything to do with you is who you've become and who you're letting yourself be. That's all that has anything to do with you. So as you reach for the best feeling thought that you can find from where you are and you achieve an improvement, you feel relief. Relief is the operative word here, isn't it? It's funny that we crow so much about all of these emotions all up and down the scale, when what we really want you to do is just reach for a feeling of relief, a feeling of relief, a feeling of relief. And can you imagine that if you are consistently just doing your best to feel a little better and feel a little better, can you imagine how really, really good you're going to begin to feel on every subject in the world? Can you see how just reaching for a feeling of relief, tuning yourself to something that feels a little better, will eventually put you in vibrational absolute alignment with your vibrational escrow, with who you really are, and therefore with everything that you want? And do you realize that when you do that, all things that you've been asking for must come to your experience, and they must come now? That's why so often when you begin doing this work and you begin dabbling with the processes and you begin doing a little more allowing than you've been doing, things that you've been wanting for a long time come into your experience fast. You know that. You've had the experience of that, you see. It's all about alignment. Everything is.
Thank you very much. Yes, indeed. Appreciate it.